How are you, Josh?
Morning, gents. Going well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Let's just get last week out of the way and the draw on Anzac Day between Collingwood and Essendon and the debate about extra time, Josh. Should there be extra time in the regular season of the AFL?
Oh, I wouldn't mind seeing it. I think it makes for some awesome theatre. And just that, I don't know, it's such a nothing feeling after a draw. For both sides and supporters alike. So I certainly wouldn't mind seeing it. I don't think, you know, why not?
Loz, would you like to see it in the home and away season?
Well, I think sport's all about entertainment. You want to try and see or get a winner on the day if you can. I know in NRL, a lot of people don't like it. But me
the
as...
draw?
Yeah, the draw. But as a viewer... They want to see the draw, sorry.
They're happy with it. They don't like golden point.
They don't like golden point.
The game completely changes and it becomes a field goal-a-thon.
Yeah. But... but
yeah, right.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, that wouldn't be the same in AFL. Like, it wouldn't... I don't think the style of game would change because you just go extra time and then whoever's in front after, you know, the next 5 or 10 minutes wins. Mm.
Yeah, I like it. AFL, they should.
Well, I'll tell you what I do like, Josh, the fact that they changed the grand final having the replay. I think that...
Yeah, that is a must. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I just remember at the time, was it Collingwood and St Kilda, all the weddings in Bali, I think, the next week.
Probably a few of the players scrambling to get out of that.
Deary me. All right, so, and Port Adelaide tonight, but... News this week, Rory Sloane, who's been a great of that club at Adelaide, you would have played a lot of footy against him, Josh, sort of as far as all the midfielders you played against. Sort of what was unique about Rory Sloane?
What was unique about him? Oh, he's pretty universally liked and respected, Rory, for, you know, what I understand, the sort of guy he's off the field, but on the field and as an opposition, just the ultimate competitor. Does all the things that you love in a teammate. You know, he's hard and fierce at the ball, tackles hard. He was a fantastic two-way midfielder over the course of his career, captain of the footy club and stood up in big moments too, Rory. It's, yeah, it's sad to see him go, but as it happens to everyone, it's your time comes and goes. And I think that'll provide a lot of emotion in the Adelaide week. And, you know, they've had a bit of the wood over the Port over the last few derbies, and you know, as a bit of an outsider, especially with a few injury clouds over Port Adelaide. Obviously, you got Allaire out, Rosie coming in with he was subbed out with a hamstring strain last week. I'm shocked that he's playing this week, but he is. So I think Crows for a bit of value might be one to go.
What about this game between Sydney Swans and the Giants, Josh? I mean, you've been a part of them before. And just the build-up this week, the rivalry, can you take us inside, in particular the Swans? Do you see it as a genuine rival or just another game?
No, absolutely. It's a genuine rivalry. You know, on the field, off the field, you know, trying to, for supporters, for memberships, all those sort of things. As it's such a competitive market in Sydney, this is a genuine rivalry. The fact that both teams are at the pointy end of the ladder at the moment and, you know, in top, I think they're both in the top four in terms of premiership favourites, it's going to be a huge, huge game.
Who are you tipping?
Josh. Yeah, no, I can't really split them, to be honest. I think Giants are getting, you think they get Sam Taylor back this week. Talk about Stephen Coniglio and obviously Toby Green. So they're three huge ins. So in terms of, you know, obviously my heart's saying Sydney, but if I'm a betting man, I'm probably, whichever way I'm leaning, I'm probably putting a bit of a margin on trying to go 1-24 to boost the odds and either side there. If I'm going, if I'm tipping Sydney, I reckon Chad Warner for the Brett Kirk medal. I think Isaac Heaney, I think the Giants, I noticed that Callum Ward went to Lachie Neale last week for Brisbane. He'll probably do that again on Heaney this week. See how that goes, which might free up Chad or Errol Goulden. And then for Giants, Josh Kelly, if they were to get over the line for the Brett Kirk medal.
I'm interested, Josh, to find out what you'd be thinking if one of your teammates had a crack at the opposition before you played them, like Sam Taylor did this week. As a leader, would you be saying, well done, mate? Or would you be pulling him in and saying, mate, what did you do that for?
Smug was what he said, wasn't it? Labelled the Swan smug.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, it's nothing new. I don't mind it. Again, it adds to the build-up, adds to the theatre. You know, I don't think he's saying anything that probably isn't sort of well known under the, you know, without being spoken. There is that little bit of spite between the two teams, I don't mind it. I think he's one that can certainly back it up. Sam Taylor, who's one of the best defenders in the comp, if not the best. So I don't mind it. I think it adds to it, but they'd want to back it up.
Well, Loz has just found on the Giants website, their official website, the match preview, round 8 versus South Melbourne. This is good.
I think it's more of a war of the social media teams, I think. They have a bit of fun going at each other. I know we had a crack at them a few weeks ago over the social media platforms, the Swans. So, it's competitive on the field and off the field in this market.
What about this game at the MCG? Collingwood taking on Carlton. It doesn't get much bigger than that.
Nah, absolutely huge. There'll be 90,000 plus, I reckon, there tomorrow night. And actually, my sister's boyfriend's brother is making his debut. So,
oh really? What's his name?
Collingwood. Yeah, Lachie Sullivan. So what a game to be making your debut.
Jeez.
Credit to persistence paying off there. So it's going to be an awesome game. Obviously, the Pies have been there, done that in all these big games. But Jordan DeGoey being out, Tom Mitchell out. I think the Blues have been thereabouts. I think they can get the job done. But it's going to be an awesome game to watch. In fact, the competition's so close. There's so many big games this weekend. It's going to be a great round of footy.
And Geelong still unbeaten and a really tight market. They're $1.80 favourites. The Cats playing Melbourne $2. This is Saturday night. How do you see that one playing out?
No, I think it plays out the way that it's played out the last seven rounds for the Cats. Get Tom Stewart back. Their defence is rock solid. Their forward line's so potent. They just seem to, even last week against Carlton, just seem to score so much easier than Carlton going inside 50. And I think it'll be the same this week against the D's. I think D's will struggle to kick enough goals with Geelong's defence to win the game. So I think the Cats, $1.80 again, great value.
What about in the Queensland Derby, Josh? Can you see the Lions at all making a run for it towards the back end of the year, or do you think their season's just over?
Well, I reckon if they were to lose this week on Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, I'd be putting a line through them.
Right.
And it's another one that it wouldn't surprise me if they do. I'm sort of, as a fan, sort of sitting back, sort of waiting for them to kick into gear and get their mojo back. I thought they did a few weeks ago. But then they just, let us down again over the last couple of weeks. So they're a really, really hard one to put your finger on. We know what they're capable of. They haven't got a huge amount of injuries. So, but I think the sample size is there for me now, which I'm probably leaning towards Gold Coast for this one.
Going to be a great weekend, Josh. Thanks so much, mate.
Good on you guys. Thanks for having me.